Hello, and welcome to Russell Investments Market Week in Review for the week ending December 1st, 2023. I'm Zoe Wargans, and today I am joined by our investment strategist out of Sydney, Alex Cosley. Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm great, Zoe. How are you going?
Doing all right. I cannot believe that we are already at the end of the year. Kind of just sort of buckling down for that. Speaking of end of the year, I feel like we've had a lot of inflation news this year, so let's go ahead and kick off with some of the latest that we've seen. Some actual, not bad surprises, I think we can say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had Europe, Australia, and the US this week. So the US came in pretty much in line. The core PCE was 0.2% month on month. The biggest surprises came in Europe and Australia, where we saw downside surprise. So in Europe, we saw a negative, lower than expected inflation print, which is very encouraging for the ECB. And then in Australia, we saw a similar lower than expected inflation print. And that's really encouraging for the Reserve Bank of Australia, that have kind of been one of the outliers in the last couple of months in that they still hiked rates last month. As we look ahead, though, we think that we're very close to the peak in interest rates in terms of cash rates from central banks. Even for Australia, we think we're more than likely finished at this point in time. What that means for government bond yields is that we think that government bonds are still an attractive opportunity. They still look quite good on valuations. And as we enter 2024 and we have that elevated recession risk, we still think there's more room for interest rate cuts to start being priced into the market compared to where they currently are.
And we are seeing some of that pricing already, right, in the market when it comes to expectations for the next year, which is interesting to see. All right. Thank you very much, Alex. We're going to leave that for a moment and head over to China. Not all of the best news coming out of China. Could you give us a little more insight into what we're looking at going forward and what the latest information we've heard might mean for us?
Yeah, so if we look back first, we got the Chinese PMIs this week that came in under expectations. So you know, China has kind of had a start-stop approach to the economy this year. We've kind of had some better than expected news and then worse than expected news. If you look ahead, though, what we have seen over the last 3 months, it's very clear, is that the Chinese government have started reacting to this news and the fact that the economy has been, you know, tracking below their expectations and what they would like to see. So we've seen increasing fiscal stimulus announcements. We've seen support for property developers. We've seen desire to push more credit to the real economy. And so those things are starting to build. To, as you look forward to 2024, and we wrote about this in our global market outlook that we released soon, we're looking at 4.5% to 5% GDP growth, which is a pretty healthy outcome for China. There are still risks around the property market, but unlike this year, we're going to have a more active fiscal policy backdrop, which is encouraging.
That sounds like good news for everyone interested in China, whether you're living there or investing. Last thing I want to cover actually is the OPEC meeting. So we saw the markets reacting to the announcement of some plans to new oil production cuts. What is this going to do for us in the coming year? And what is oil looking like, supply and demand in general?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is an interesting meeting that we had because the oil price has fallen quite a bit on the back of the news. There are a couple of challenges with this. So effectively, OPEC Plus have agreed to another 1 million barrels of oil production cuts for the next 6 months. There is not very much detail exactly who is going to be doing those cuts and how it's going to be enforced. So that's the problem that the oil trading or the oil market is focusing on. As we look ahead, though, it's really that supply demand where that is crossing. And we know that demand has been falling for the last 6 months and will continue to fall because we are entering a slower economic environment. We think recession risk is elevated, but even if we don't get a recession, we're going to have below trend growth. That is going to weigh on demand. There is still risk of potential supply side problems, whether it be more cuts from OPEC Plus or it be some sort of geopolitical risk event that, you know, we can't rule out. But I think that the bias is towards slightly lower prices, just given the fact that demand is continuing to cool on the back of slowing economic activity.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you so much, Alex. That was very insightful. I do have a question for you, actually, on oil. I have seen some news saying that they actually anticipate oil to sort of top out pricing sometime in the middle of next year in terms of demand from global demand, not just within the market. How does that play into this production cut? Would that be something that we anticipate might no longer be the case because of the production cut? Or do we think that might contribute to a higher demand overall in the coming months?
So demand has topped out, and we're going to see further declines given that backdrop of economic activity. We're likely to see further announcements on supply side cuts from OPEC Plus. The real question is whether you actually see the price respond to it. So if you go back 6, 7 months, we actually saw the market rallying on responsive on reaction to those price cuts, and then falling within 3 days because the kind of the demand side became the bigger story. That's probably what we're going to see continuing through next year. So demand is softening. OPEC Plus might cut production. You might get that kind of short-term rally and then kind of fall back down pretty quickly.
Interesting. Okay, great. Thank you, Alex. That was very helpful. As always, your insights are invaluable. And I really appreciate you taking the time to get up early and your time zone and have a chat with me. And thanks to all of you as well for joining us this week. And I hope that we will see you next week at Market Week in Review.